Hey, Weird Fam, it's Krista.
And Jamie.
And we're the Morbid Makers. Today we have a haunted military tale for you. Since this month is memorializing...
Memorial Day.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. I like totally got caught in my own thing. Memorializing Memorial Day for those who sacrificed all for their country. But we wouldn't be the Morbid Makers without telling you a morbid tale. So here we go.
So... this week, we'll be talking about the multiple hauntings of Fort Leavenworth. Many don't know of tales of Fort Leavenworth located in Kansas, but according to an article from 2016 in the military magazine Soldiers, Fort Leavenworth is one of the country's most haunted army bases. It was built in 1827 and is one of the oldest active U.S. Army posts west of D.C. It was also considered to be the intellectual center of the Army. At one time, it was a vital location for many wars, including the Indian Removal Act, Kansas-Nebraska Act, the Civil War, and both World Wars. It also provided protection for those traveling the Santa Fe Trail. On top of that, it had a large national cemetery, and it was the home to the old military prison. So it pretty much a hotbed for ghostly activity.
Mm-hmm. The cemetery alone is eerie enough for me. It's one of the largest national cemeteries covering over 36 acres, and one could easily become disoriented walking the cemetery in the thick fog. Many state that they have seen what appeared to be a silhouette of soldiers wandering the grounds.
So could you imagine seeing that?
Mm-mm.
And trying to find your way back to your car as you're stumbling through the fog?
No, I would lose my mind. My behind would be running into trees and tripping over headstones.
Yes. No, it's got to be the creepiest story of the cemetery. There is one that has a local legend. Leavenworth's Mad Catherine. So Catherine, her husband Hiram, and their two children packed up their wagon in the 19th century to move from Indiana to Oregon in search of a better life. In the summer of 1880, they made their way along the trail. Once fall came, they had reached Leavenworth, Kansas, which was a major stop along the trail west, so they decided to stop. They planned on staying a few days as they had relatives at the fort, not knowing that this would be their final destination as a family.
On their first day, Catherine was cooking breakfast and asked her son and daughter to fetch firewood. They did as they were told and headed to the bank of the Missouri River to collect the wood. Having finished cooking breakfast, the children still hadn't returned. The couple began to search for their lost children. By sundown, they still hadn't found them. The next morning, a search party was formed to help them find the missing children, but their search came up empty. After a week of searching, it became apparent that the children most likely were swept away by the Missouri River. How sad.
I know, but Catherine, she would not believe that. She had a feeling that her children were alive, and while everyone else had given up, even her husband, she continued to search. The local would watch her as she searched, concerned for her as the fall turned to winter. They could hear her desperately shouting her children's names, Ethan, Mary, as she carried a lantern to light her way. As it became winter, her husband tried to reason with her to stop and search. She turned wildly to him and shouted, can't you hear them calling? She did not stop. She continued to search even in the snow.
My goodness, how desperate would you be if you thought you lost your children, but in your heart you kind of felt they were still alive?
Mm-hmm. I'd be searching.
I know. Her husband, though, becoming desperate himself, asked the authorities at the fort to lock her up to stop her from her own madness. But it was too late. They found her near the riverbank, unconscious in the snow. She was sick with pneumonia and died shortly after. Hiram, having lost his family, packed up and headed back to Indiana.
So if you thought the tragic story ended there, you are mistaken. The next spring, Hiram received a letter from Fort Leavenworth. It stated that his children had been found. They had, in fact, fallen into the river and taken miles downstream, where they were rescued by a group of Fox Indians. The Fox Indians returned the children to the base, thinking they could be of some help, and they were. Hiram rode back to the base and reunited with his children. Catherine being right the whole time, the children were still alive.
Oh my goodness. You always need to trust your gut.
Yes.
Like that's, like I know we've said it in previous episodes, especially with like women succumbing and being mm-hmm. victims to men. Yes. But your instincts are normally right.
Especially on other vessels.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. The tragedy that had befallen Catherine haunts her and the grounds to this day. It is said she can be heard screaming and calling her children's name, and oftentimes the observer can see the faint light of a lantern while she is searching. It is said if you see her, to reassure her that her children are okay. It seems that spirits appear from tragedy. I guess that's why Fort Leavenworth is such a hot spot. Not only that, it is said that water is a conductor of energy, so the fact that it's near the Missouri River makes it more of a hot spot. The next story is of the prison itself. During World War II, a prison riot broke out, and 14 of the men involved were hanged as punishment. The gallows could not support the number of men being hanged, so they decided to use the elevator shaft as an alternative.
Wow.
Yeah, really gruesome, yes. Right?
Ugh. Since this incident, military police say they hear screamings coming from the shaft when no one was around. How scary.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't work there.
No.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't want to be riding an elevator.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, here's another story about the watchtower. There were 12 towers along the prison wall, but 8th tower was one no one went in. It was said that a soldier took his service weapon and shot himself in the head in that tower.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has not been used since. Not sure if this really happened or not, but one thing is for sure. 8th tower was never manned. Even the ground entrance had been bricked off. Many men manning the other towers would see something moving in there. Something they looked like this person. And one story occurred in the late 1990s. A soldier going through basic training was assigned a swift shift in Tower 10. While on watch, she saw someone moving about in 8th tower. She knew people were supposed to be in there, so she thought it was a prank. So she called her command, telling them to knock it off. She was told the tower was abandoned and locked, so the soldier chalked it up to mind playing tricks, but kept seeing it. So definitely knew there was a person there. Again, calling control, the radio was handed to the commander of the new prison, and was told, no one is in Tower 8.
Oh my goodness.
The soldier continued to see a figure moving around Tower 8. So again, thought it was a prank. But at the end of the shift, relieved, told the story.
Yeah, to the
guard.
Yeah.
Told the relief the story of the guard's suicide. And that's what she was seeing, was a ghost.
So the whole time, your mind's playing tricks on you, kind of sit out the corner of your eye.
Yes.
Would you go back up, or would you quit basic training?
I know.
I mean, that story is creepy. Mm-hmm. And, like, if it really was because of a soldier shooting mm-hmm. themselves in the head, a prison guard shooting themselves in the head, it's very sad.
Yes.
But that's not the only story of Tower 8. Even after Tower 8 was locked up, control would still get phone calls from that tower,
mm-hmm.
even though there was no phone.
Wow.
And the only reason why they know it was from 8th Tower was because the calls could be traced back. They would trace the calls back mm-hmm. to it. And most of the time, the calls were only of static.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Another is of the military police. They were driving their patrol car near the tower when they saw a guard pointing their gun at them from Tower 8. They called control to tell them to ask the guard to stop pointing the gun. But they were informed no one was in the tower.
Spooky.
No.
So ghosts are seen throughout the prison as well. So Building 65 is one of the more haunted buildings of the prison. The most infamous of tales of being of a man in a wheelchair going up and down the hall. A female guard reported seeing a ghost of a man in a wheelchair being pushed by a friend up and down the hallway on the third floor of Building 65. Inmates have also seen this ghost. There are stories of them walking down to the guard cage in the middle of the night, telling the guards that the guy in the wheelchair had woken them up.
Nope. I mean, prisons themselves are creepy. I couldn't imagine having ghosts in it, too. But there's another place that Fort Leavenworth, that's haunted, which is the Rookery. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest occupied home on the base. It's a duplex that has been used since the early 1900s as a family residence. One of the ghosts at this location is said to be more aggressive than the others. Every region has a Lady in White story, and this is Fort Leavenworth's. The story goes, a woman was at the post while her husband was out on cavalry. I'm sorry. Run. During this time, Indians attacked the fort, and the woman was tortured and killed. She is also known as the Lady in White, as she is seen in a white dress with gray, tangled hair. Those who encounter her state that she screams and runs after them. Oh my goodness, I would have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
If something came flying at me.
Yes, and it's screaming at me.
Mm-mm.
So, another ghost seen at the rookery is Major Ogden. So, Carlos Munez and his family were living on one side of the rookery duplex, and one day while driving back from Fort Scott, his wife exclaimed, oh my God, Carlos, startled, looked around to see something or someone blocking the car from backing up. But instead, his wife was waving the book she bought, pointing to a picture stating, this is who I saw in the basement. It was a picture of Major Ogden, who was the quartermaster that had lived at the rookery. He died there during a cholera outbreak.
Sometimes words are hard, guys. And especially with us, like, we'll always get it wrong. So please, please, please don't be judgmental. Shadows lurk around every corner of this military post. There are many other stories we could share of this military base, but we touched on the more infamous ones. And I'm just wondering, do you guys have any ghost stories that you would like to share with us? Because I'm thinking maybe we could do like a mini morbid reading stories if you guys do share. And I know personally I have a lot of ghost stories.
Oh, yes.
So I think that might be a fun little episode to do.
It would be. Especially introducing your ghost. Your personal ghost.
Jamie has seen my personal ghost. And it's funny because when I tell people about it, they're like, oh, no, no, no. But if they hang out with me long enough, they see the activity themselves.
Yes.
So, like we said, if you guys have any personal stories, please, 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 please share. You can share it on our YouTube. You can share it on our Facebook, Instagram. It's all at Morbid Makers.
Yes.
You can find us. We're not hard. But or you can also email at us at morbidmakers@gmail.com. And like I said, we can do like a fun little little podcast about all of the fun ghost stories.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how fun they are, but all the ghost stories that we can share.
Yes.
And as always, like, subscribe, and follow. And don't forget to hit that little notification.
Yes, so you know we're live and posting.
Yes. And we also have a Memorial Day centerpiece to go along with this one. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can actually find out how to make it.
Yes. Easy craft.
Easy, easy, easy craft. And also if you go to our Facebook, it shows you what materials you need.
Yes.
I know we're all over the place, guys. So just follow us on everything.
Yes.
So until next time, be relentless.
Be unstoppable.
Be the weird. Bye, guys.